The trial of Russian oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky got underway today. Khodorkovsky was once head of Yukos oil company. It made him Russia's richest man. Now he's facing charges of tax evasion and fraud. But many observers say the case is an attempt by the Russian government to check Khodorkovsky's political ambitions. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Khodorkovsky was brought from jail into the Spartan brick courthouse handcuffed to a prison guard. As is standard in Russia, the 40-year-old tycoon was put into a metal cage in the courtroom. For the first time since being arrested at gunpoint 8 months ago, Khodorkovsky was allowed to briefly speak to reporters. He seemed relaxed and spoke mostly about his family, smiling at times to his parents at the other end of the courtroom. Khodorkovsky later told the three judges the charges against him were groundless. Outside the court, Khodorkovsky's lawyers called this a show trial. They say the Kremlin has already predetermined the result.
The verdict? Guilty.
Robert Amsterdam is a Canadian member of the oil tycoon's defense team.
I am expecting nothing more than what I've seen in the past. This is a country which destroys its finest company while its senior members languish in jail illegally.
The government claims the tycoon used fake companies to rig the privatization of a fertilizer plant 10 years ago. Analysts say in reality, the deal was no different than many other sham Russian sell-offs of state property during the wild 1990s. When President Vladimir Putin came to power, he made it clear that rich tycoons like Khodorkovsky could keep their questionably obtained riches, as long as they stayed loyal to the Kremlin. But Khodorkovsky used his powerful Yukos oil company to carve out a political niche for himself. Even Kremlin-affiliated political analysts like Sergei Markov say the legal charges mask a political struggle.
I agree that it's a political deal. Kremlin believe that Yukos management decided that they are powerful enough economically to get political power too. And by doing this, they challenge present authorities. And these authorities decided to crush them. And it's exactly what they're doing.
Khodorkovsky bankrolled politicians sympathetic to his oil company's business agenda. He was also seen as keen to water down the czar-like powers of Kremlin leader Putin. Analyst Lilia Shevtsova says in many countries, such lobbying would be normal, but not in Russia.
In Russia, political activity of business community is not regulated by the laws. We don't have a law on political lobbyism. We don't have antitrust laws. And in fact, business people behind the scene can manipulate with legislature and the parliament.
Shevtsova says instead of just lashing out at Khodorkovsky and Yukos, the Kremlin should have helped create a legal environment providing for checks and balances between Russian political and business power. Now Khodorkovsky's Yukos faces bankruptcy. Its assets are frozen, and it may not be able to pay a multi-billion dollar tax bill. Investment bankers say Yukos is completely at the mercy of the Kremlin. The company's latest attempt to compromise has been rejected. It seems certain Khodorkovsky and his associates will lose control of Yukos, which could be divvied up by the government. Outside the court today, few Khodorkovsky supporters showed up, and even those like Natasha Smirnova admitted there's little public sympathy for Khodorkovsky. Smirnova says the average person thinks that he's an oligarch and that he made his money dishonestly. The trial will last at least 3 months. If found guilty, Mikhail Khodorkovsky faces up to 10 years in prison. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.